Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change will help ease your oil change anxiety. Picture expert technicians who are quick but not rushed. When you hear the bell, breathe in and out. Now, let go of your oil change anxiety. Visit Valvoline Instant Oil Change today and find automotive peace. No appointment needed.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
I just had to sing that little bit at the end.
I had to.
Just because that reminds me so much of what show? Do you remember the show? Of course you do.
Oh, yeah. But I can't. I just went black.
She wore those.
Daisy Dukes.
Daisy Dukes. Have you seen what she looks like lately? Have you seen these things they're doing now with these? They're going, like they're morphing from when they were young to now when they're old or dead or decrepit. You know what I mean? So, well, they don't show them in the casket. Like, they don't go from like being young to being like just showing them dead in the casket. No, they just show them like, and they say R.I.P. You know, so. But she don't look bad. I mean, for she's pretty old.
Isn't she like 70?
I think she's only in her 60s. To be honest with you, I think she's in her 60s. She's not a bad looking girl. A woman, whatever. She probably can't wear the Daisy Dukes anymore.
Well, she shouldn't be expected to.
I mean, I can't pull it off.
Oh, I can.
Do you know who was good looking? Since we're talking about the old ladies real quick. We're just jumping right into this, aren't we? Remember, okay, Sophia Loren.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I got one.
Remember her from Grumpier Old Men?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it was about her. I like Sophia Loren. Especially, she liked to eat a lot of spaghetti. And she said, I'm okay with it. I'd rather be a size, I don't know what she was.
Good for her.
Yeah. Good for all of us.
You know my favorite one?
Who?
Reba.
You love Reba McEntire.
I do. I know it's all fake, too. And it, you know, when they wash it off, it
just
cracks show up. But I don't care.
I saw her many years ago in the 90s. And she looked good back then. But she does look like a chipmunk. A red chipmunk. Like one of them, like, albino chipmunks or something. You know, what was it when they turn red or something? I don't know. Whatever. She's she's got that red look to her.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, so Dean and I decided we're going to do something different. I mean, we do something different all the time, but we're going to do strange laws around our country. I've been wanting to do this for years. Like, just I actually sat here one time, not here, but looked up strange laws, and there's a lot of strange laws.
Mm-hmm.
In and it's like they're just outlandish, some of them. You have one handy?
Let's see. Do you know that in the state of Washington, it is illegal to harass Bigfoot?
Oh. Well, that son of a bitch doesn't want to be bothered.
Do you realize that if you saw Bigfoot, like, let's say you're just driving in Washington and Bigfoot comes out and he's walking down the street, you think, boy, I should shoot Bigfoot because yeah. that would be proof, right?
Yeah.
That's illegal.
You can't shoot or you can't talk to Bigfoot.
You can't harass him or anything. It's a $100,000 fine.
Well, I'm sure you can do like a GoFundMe.
And you could get up to 2 years in prison.
If you shoot Bigfoot.
Yep.
I think you can. Oh, boy, there'd be a lot of protests going on if you shot Bigfoot.
You could, yeah.
Yeah. Moving on.
Okay. Let's move on.
Oh, you got a round of applause for that one. All right. I got one. In the state of Pennsylvania, your state, Commonwealth of PA, it is illegal to sing in a bathtub. Yeah. You cannot sing. Can you imagine that?
It's been a while for me, but...
Are you singing in the bathtub, are you?
Leave me alone, I'm working.
Ma'am, you can't be singing in the bathtub.
Police.
Now the
police show up.
Yeah. Now the Muhlenberg police, they're all Irish. You can't be singing in the bathtub, lady. I got one more. Are you ready?
Yep.
I'll let you do this other one. You cannot be a governor of Pennsylvania if you have ever participated in a duel. Like if you start back to back, 10 paces, turn around and fire. Why do I sound like a pirate? Arr.
But you know what? That's the kind of guy I want to be.
Yeah. Yeah. You
can't. I want
to. You cannot. Be governor of Pennsylvania if you ever participated in the duel.
It should almost be the opposite.
Is it like a duel? What do they call a sword fight when you're? Is it not
a sword fight?
It's because that's a sword fight. It's not a duel.
No, that's not a
duel. Okay, duels with a gun.
Yeah,
six shooter.
A pistol.
Okay, what do you got?
Did you know that in a certain county in Georgia? They love eating fried chicken so much, it's actually an art, and it's considered a culinary delicacy. You are not allowed to eat it with a fork. You have to pick it up with your bare hands.
You're not allowed to eat chicken?
You will get in trouble if you eat fried chicken with anything but your bare hands. Now, how they enforce that, I don't know.
They're all staked out at KFC.
Yeah.
Cops are there.
Just checking on them.
Was there a DUI? No. People eating chicken again the wrong way.
Pulled me over on the way home. Drunk?
No.
Chicken with a fork.
You can't eat chicken. Everybody stops and a deep breath in.
What's wrong with
oh
you?
Oh, my God.
You sick bastard.
Jesus, what has the world come to?
God.
Oh my! It's I love some of these, and these are actual rules or laws that are in each state.
We found them on the internet, so literally they have to be true.
Yes, I just saw one that's pretty interesting. It says in Oklahoma, whaling is illegal.
Where would there be a whale in Oklahoma?
And it says, because there's so many whales in Oklahoma. Whaling is illegal in the state of Oklahoma. I know people are Googling it right now.
I'm not. Also, in Pennsylvania, I don't think you're allowed to shoot dinosaurs.
Nuh-uh. Okay, I'm going to stay in Oklahoma. Spitting on the sidewalk is illegal. Oh, God, and there's a picture of someone spit with a big bubble on it. Okay. Oh, here's a good one. In Oklahoma, taking a bite out of another's hamburger is not tolerated.
I agree with that.
Do not touch my burger.
I agree with that.
Oh my God, that is disgusting.
Did you know that in Connecticut, you are not allowed to walk backwards after sunset.
In Connecticut?
Yep. You don't know what would happen.
I like that. You cannot walk backwards. Okay. I got another one here. Let me see. Some of these are just so stupid. Silly Mississippi state laws. Okay, here we go. Silly Mississippi state laws. Of course, murder is illegal. Remember that. However, it is not illegal to kill one's servant in Mississippi. Oh, boy. Okay. We're going to move on.
Did you know that you're not allowed to give beer to hospital patients?
No. Where's that at?
Massachusetts.
Oh, my.
You're also, in Illinois, you're not allowed to give whiskey to your dog.
This is stupid. Somebody needs to, what they call that, repeal this? Okay.
That's like dog prohibition.
It's wrong. The dog's right. In Mississippi, it is already known that polygamy is illegal. But also in Mississippi, it is illegal to explain it to somebody.
In North Carolina?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to have a bingo game that lasts more than 5 hours.
Some shit. That's nuts.
You can imagine what would happen.
We do bingo here. Oh, yeah. People got to listen. We have some fun stuff coming up. That's it. Okay, hold on. We're going to take a break from this. I don't want to... Well, I guess the people listening, we could do it, but it'll be on Facebook soon. Next week, starting Sunday, we'll have things on Facebook at Adler. Every day, we'll be announcing something all week long. All week long. It's going to be fun. I can tell you this. We are having, as you know, we do have the jukebox here, the Touch Tunes jukebox on the wall, and that's proven since we put it in on last Friday. To be a hit. We also have that internet-ready dartboard that you can view other bars, and it's also for dart leagues. So we're looking for people to be in our dart league.
Need to draft some shooters.
That's two things so far, because they're already here. We also are going to...
Say it.
What? Oh, yeah. Okay. We are introducing the Mug Club. So we are going to have the Mug Club here. Unfortunately, I do have to say one thing. The mugs are on back order.
Ah!
But that's okay. It'll be, I think, 2 weeks before they get here. But we can sign everybody up, and people will get discounts on their beers when they come in. But they will be part of the Mug Club. Oh. And we will do numbers in case they're able to finish faster, even putting the numbers on. So we'll do numbers. But the Mug Club, and we're going to add something to the Mug Club. You ready for this? For people that don't like beer. So say, like, your wife doesn't... She doesn't drink beer, really. She drinks the Deep and Dark.
She likes your stout.
Yep. But she may want something different. She may want crushes. So included in this Mug Club, we're doing the Crush Club. Same mug, you can get crushes. Discounted prices. It should be fun. You guys can both get mugs. That's right, what we decided.
Right about now, though, people are asking, where is Blossom?
I think Blossom is... I think she's with her mom, Robin, talking about... I'm not going to say robmatch.com. It's not going to happen. But I think that's where they're... I think they're at the dinner tonight. That's what I was informed. But who knows what can happen.
Two wild and crazy girls out on the...
I think she said that her whole family's going, or all her sisters are going. I don't know. Wow. That's where they're at tonight. But that's okay. We don't need her. We have our own bell.
We can ding ourselves.
We can ding ourselves. You can ding me. I can ding you.
Huh. I don't think I want to go there.
So those are the things I'm just going to say now. And I'll do one last thing since everybody listens to the... I just ask, if you hear it on here, not to bring it up in front of the people too much, only because I kind of want to announce it on Facebook a little bit. But you know, exciting things.
This is like an exclusive inside.
Yeah, if you're listening to us, which apparently 168 people are right now.
Wow, that is going up every week.
We're trying to put more stuff out there. But the Mug Club is important. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We're also talking about doing a bus trip to the Reading, to the Big Phillies. Yeah. Big Phillies bus trip. It'll probably be on a Monday or Tuesday for an evening game.
Get a K-Rater on the bus.
Well, we'll probably do cans.
Okay.
Cans or maybe, I don't know. But we're also trying to work it out where Myers Brewing in Jersey are going to meet us at the same time. We're going to try to go to the same game so we can park next to each other and we can have
a drink off in the parking lot.
And we could do whatever they want, but we can do go against them in the parking lot. Cornhole, maybe. Maybe we can play, what do they call that, quarters? Oh, remember quarters? Yeah.
belt sander races.
Oh, belt sander races. And that's the other thing we're going to announce. You know what? I'll do it right now for people that are listening. We are entered into the belt sander races at the New Birdies Inn. Those owners over there, John and Patty, are just fantastic people, and they talked to us about it, and we are entered into the belt sander races, and we are going to be represented by one.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
The one and only, because she's the smallest person, the one and only Blossom.
Yes.
She's going to be riding the belt sander. I'm a little nervous at that. I've seen her drive a car.
She can't ride a bike, though.
Yes, she cannot. Well, she cannot ride a bike, no.
But we did find out that there would be paramedics there.
There are paramedics there. And we were here the other day watching, and we were trying to learn which is the best way to do this belt sander race, which is the best way to ride it. If you keep your feet down, do you run with them? I think you run with it. I do. I think you run with it. I that's just my opinion. You sit on it and you pop, 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 pop with your feet going, you know, like run, rabbit, run. I don't know. That's just my way. And I mean, I think you have to have sneakers on. I think I just saw some of the videos and the girls had like sandals and flip flops. I'm like, that's just like you're about to get turf toe.
Yeah.
So with that. So, yeah, we are entered into the belt sander races, and which is a great cause. I do not know what the cause is. But it's popular. It's one of the, it's always highlighted, even around the country. And I'm happy to be part of it. And
I bet by the end of the summer, you'll be like looking for like a rack to put all
the trophies?
Adler trophies.
Yeah, I'm hoping, yeah. This is the belt sander race trophy.
Yeah.
This is the best podcast in Muhlenberg trophy.
Yeah. Because the other one dropped out.
Yeah, the other guy left. Yeah, he died. they couldn't give it to him and they couldn't find him, so I won by default. So that's what we're going to do. It should be a lot of fun. So anybody looking to go to the Phillies, big Phillies game, it'll be a lot of fun. If you're interested in going, you can message us just so we get an idea of who we're interested in going. Anyway, so Dean, we didn't ask. We went right into the fun stuff. What did you do this weekend? Anything fun?
Well, last weekend was our seafood fest at my house. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I remember. I didn't get the invite.
A lot of beer. A lot of beer.
I know, because we were talking, and I said, I'm coming over, and you never... I said, give me the address. And I never got anything.
I was asleep by then.
You know where I was?
Here.
I was here. And it was a lot of fun here. We had a great time. We had Vampire Rocket Ship here. They actually called me up. The girls got me...
Was it a special event or something?
It was my... You know. And they called me up for singing happy birthday to me. And I don't know. I don't like going up in front of things like that to sing happy birthday. I'll talk to anybody. I'll go up in front of the microphone and talk to people. It doesn't bother me. But when you're singing happy birthday to me, I was a little uncomfortable. But it's okay. But we had a good time. And then I actually stepped out from the bar and I sat down and people just started buying shots for me. And I hated it. Yep. But I guess by 11 o'clock, I was feeling no pain. I was good though. We had a great time. We locked the doors because it was closed. And we all hung up out in here and had a, you know, couple house beers that, you know, on me, and we had a good time. And
good.
It was fun. And then Sunday, it was tough getting in here because we kind of neglected a couple things on Saturday night that we usually do Saturday night or at closing. I had to do them on Sunday morning. But that was it. And so thanks for everybody who came out to the birthday celebration, and the girls put up there on the billboard thing that bifold. What do you call that thing out there? That chalkboard?
Easel.
Thank you. They put on the easel out there, happy birthday, Mike. And everybody came in and said happy birthday to me, and that was wonderful. I think they expected beer out of me, but that was way too much beer. Yeah.
Oh, well. Maybe next year when you get big.
Oh, that'd be great. You have, like, another location?
Put a tent outside. Or
something. Yeah, maybe there's more to come about the story in the future. Right now, we're just going to enjoy our time. So that was the weekend. And then I went down the shore.
Down the shore?
The whole family's down there.
You didn't get sunburned or anything?
No, because it was crappy weather. And I went out and really didn't do anything the first night. And second night, went down there to... We played golf. Mini golf. We kind of take that seriously. So we played mini golf, and my daughter, Evelyn, is so good at it right now. I'm really impressed by the way she's playing, and she won. She beat us all. She did a really good job, and she beat me by one stroke, and I was pretty happy about that. Oh. Yeah, she deserved the win. She worked hard at it. So that's what we did. We played, you know, if anybody goes down the shore on the boardwalk, we played that one with the gorilla. Do you guys ever go down to Ocean City, Jersey?
It's been a long time.
They have these two gorillas in the helicopter, and they usually sing a wingo up, a wingo up, that one. And then, yeah. Okay. Inside. Gorilla, I think it's called Congo Falls. Yeah, Congo Falls. We played Congo Falls. It was good. We had a lot of fun.
So I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
If little people go play miniature golf...
Oh boy, it's regular golf.
Mini golf or no, golf?
I think they call it golf.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I know where that button is.
Okay.
I know where that button is.
Just trying to better myself.
Oh, you did a good job. I mean, at least you're trying to get the your knowledge.
Yeah.
You said you're going away soon.
Yeah.
Where are you heading?
There is a place on the top of a mountain in Virginia.
Virginia or West Virginia?
Virginia.
Oh, just Virginia. Okay.
And it's actually... Now, I can't think of the name of the place. But anyway, it's where they filmed Dirty Dancing.
Oh, yeah. Nobody puts Dean in a corner.
Yep. So most people think...
Will you practice that? You and Kelly? Would you do that scene where baby runs towards him? He puts her up in the air and...
We would. But if you remember in the movie... They did that in a lake.
They did in a lake.
And the lake dried up. Now there's no lake there.
Oh. Wow.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. That hurts.
So.
No, but we get a cabin up in the top of the mountain. These
okay.
tiny little cabins. There are no frills at all. But it's quiet. There's nobody around. You can sit on the back porch and drink a beer and look down over the whole mountainside.
Oh, wow.
A couple of days of quiet.
That's nice. I could use that.
Yep.
Okay. All right, back to this. I'll start.
Okay.
Virginia, since you brought up you're going to Virginia. Give me 1 second to read this. It says, it's a good thing a lot of these things aren't strictly enforced. Okay. Children trick-or-treating on Halloween. Children are technically not supposed to go trick-or-treating on Halloween, October 31st, in Virginia.
Why?
I don't know. It doesn't say it.
Well, that's stupid.
You cannot hunt any animals other than raccoons on a Sunday. However, raccoons can be hunted, but only until 2 a.m. All right, I'm going to do one more for Virginia. You cannot wash a jackass on the sidewalk.
Where are you supposed to wash your jackass?
I don't know. But you can't. You can't wash him on the sidewalk. Hmm. Oh, I got to do one more. No matter how frustrated you are in Virginia, it's illegal to spit on a seagull. It's so stupid.
Do you know I was cleaning my back porch this weekend and a bird actually flew over my house and shit right on me? I just want to throw that out there.
Did it really?
Yep.
That's supposed to be good luck.
Is it?
Yeah.
Didn't feel like it.
It's good luck.
Huh.
Okay. What do we got?
Oh, I'm looking for one.
Okay. While you're doing that, do you remember? Let me see if you can remember this movie. Let me see. Did you? I like the opening song, by the way. I thought it was a good idea to do Dukes of Hazzard.
We need a good old boys concert in here. We gotta find like an old like, country band.
Oh God! Oh God! Like what?
I don't know. I'm not even into country, but that was kind of cool.
You want me to get a country band in here?
Yeah.
Like, I probably gotta fill out licenses again. You gotta fill out. You gotta pay everybody.
All right.
Everybody wants money.
Tell that story, Mike, because it just drives me insane.
Well, I got something in the mail, and I have to pay for it. Apparently, it's like if you have a band in here, which we do have bands in here. Now we have the jukebox in here, so some of the money from the jukebox goes and pays for these licensings. You have to have that. So the singers, the writers, everybody gets their cut. You know, soon you're going to be in their car, and that's what's going to have to happen. It happens on Amazon too. If you listen to Amazon Music, they got to get their cut. So anyway, so the jukebox now, you know, we have that, and that comes with it. Like you pay every, if it's a dollar for a song, I don't know if you know what it is, but it's a dollar for a song. 26 cents of that goes towards them. They get all that, they get 26 cents. And then the 74 cents gets cut between me and the company that owns it.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy? So, anyway. Yeah. So now they want us to have a. That's kind of why I wanted to do this licensing, this laws thing, stupid laws. But no, they want me to pay money, and I got to pay money, so they get, you know, it's probably like $100. Yeah, they need their $100.
Did you know that in Kansas, it's illegal to catch a fish with your bare hands?
Is that where you have to catch it with your mouth?
No, you need to use a hook.
A hook?
Yeah.
Well, did you know in Pennsylvania you can't catch a fish with anything but your mouth?
Huh.
Any body part. And the body part has to be your mouth. You can't catch them with your hands.
What?
That's what it said.
That doesn't make sense.
Well,
how many people do you know that fish?
Well, they use a hook usually.
Not their mouth.
Well, I don't know.
Do you ever see anybody? Do you ever hear of noodling?
Cuh? Noodling. That's when you're hooking up and kissing.
Down the good old boys down like Louisiana. That's when they go. They call it hand fishing.
With their cousins.
Yeah, they walk down the river until they, you know, in their bare feet, and they find a big hole in the bottom of the river. They put their hand up. Everybody stops and watches, and they go down there and they shove their hand in this hole as far as they can, thinking they're going to grab a fish. Unfortunately, sometimes it's a snapping turtle or an alligator.
Well, I mean, you're taking a shot.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
I guess for the fame and the glory. You know, all your good old boys will think you're the best.
Yeah. Yeah, I lost his four fingers.
Jimmy Bob, you remember when you caught that big old catfish in your hand?
And then an alligator came up and just snapped your hand right off.
We laughed like hell.
Did you know in Tennessee, our friends are down there in Tennessee. Jeff and Cindy from here, they're down in Tennessee right now in Nashville. It's illegal to sell hollow logs, so don't even try it.
Hmm.
You know, don't you dare.
Wonder who tries to do that.
I don't know, bastards. carrying a skunk across state borders is illegal.
In Montana, you're not allowed to raise pet rats.
Stupid. Some of these are really bad.
See, you hear something like that and you go, okay, what happened that made happened. Somebody say, we need a law against that ever happening again?
Okay, in Tennessee, the only animal that is legal to shoot out of a moving car via the window is a whale.
Where?
In Tennessee.
There are no whales in Tennessee.
Yeah. There's no whales in Tennessee. Good luck finding them.
Okay. In Iowa, you are not allowed to read palms.
Oh, there's that serious shit right there.
Yeah, I think that's like dark magic there.
There's some good ones out there, too. I think I have a couple.
Oh, here's one of my favorites. In Maine, they actually made a law that you have to have your Christmas decorations down by January 14th.
Oh, that wouldn't... I got it. Okay. So there's a lot of people out there. They have these, like, 14-foot skeletons outside their house, and they put them up for Halloween, but they never want to take them down.
Yep.
So what do? They throw
a hat on them.
A hat for Christmas on them, and then, you know, and it's just, it gets a little too far for me. There's one by me that has a flyer stuff on it now. I'm like, come on, man. Okay. It is, in New York, it is illegal to sell dog or cat hair. Now, this is interesting, because if you sell a dog, it has hair on it. So I guess you can't just sell the hair by itself.
Yeah, it's the undercover dog hair market.
The black market.
Any kind of color dog hair, yeah.
It is illegal in New York to have a puppet show in your window.
I agree with that.
But you can shoot a whale out the window.
I agree with that, though.
Don't have a puppet show. There's no puppet shows allowed coming out your window.
Anybody who does have a puppet show in their window is up to no good.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. It is illegal to place an ice cream cone in your pocket in public on Sundays. What kind of bastard would do such a horrible thing?
What do you do when you go
to the park? Why are you putting some monkey bones in your pocket on Sunday, the Lord's Day? Oh, God.
Do you know in North Dakota you're not allowed to sell beer and pretzels at the same time?
No. So I don't disagree with it, only because pretzels, like soft pretzels or hard pretzels?
It doesn't specify.
Okay.
So I'm assuming no pretzels whatsoever.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna add one more here in New York. It is illegal to allow your donkey to sleep in your bathtub.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Have you watched any good movies lately?
You know, I can't anymore. I can't sit and watch for a full movie.
No. I might do it tonight. I might just sit in the house and do it tonight. I'll probably get all my work done today
let me guess, you're like a Mission Impossible kind of
guy. Oh, I love Mission Impossible.
You're a big...
Well, I like Jason Bourne movies. I like all the 007 movies. My favorite... Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should do a huge, like a 007 thing. I love Bond. Bond is... And I'm curious to see where they're going with Bond now. Because if anybody didn't see the last Bond, I guess I could say it's a spoiler because it's been out a long time. He died. He was killed. He was the first Bond who was killed. And Craig, what's his name? Craig. Whatever. He's married to Rachel Weisz. He did not want to come back. And the reason why he did it is because he wanted to die in the movie because he didn't want to give the option of him coming back. So that's why he killed him. He wanted to die in the movie. And it was a good death. It was a good death, and it was an interesting story because it went totally against all the other Bonds. Like in all the other Bonds, he was a womanizer, and he would just sleep with money. Like when Sean Connery would be like, "That's Moneypenny," you know what I mean? Like he was the womanizers, like Roger Moore, womanizer. I didn't like Dalton. What is his name? Dalton. I didn't like Timothy Dalton. I hated him as a Bond. I hated Pierce Brosnan as Bond. I just hated them. They were terrible.
This guy must really think highly of himself. Where he wanted to actually die in
the movie. He wanted to die in the movie.
So they couldn't keep begging him to come back.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to kill myself.
I'm so damn popular, I just can't take it.
Like I said, I'm a Bond freak. So I find him to be up there with Sean Connery, if not close, because his movies, and I guess also it gets the times, as the times go on, it changes. You know, you have better action movies. Back then, they had like, all you worried about was Sean Connery with this accent, you know what I mean? But now Bond is doing things like, was it Roger Moore? Roger Moore went to space. You know what I mean? It's just stupid concepts. Nowadays, the movies are just more exciting. So maybe that's why I like these better.
You know who I don't like though in those kind of roles is Tom Cruise.
Well,
he's such a tiny little guy. I don't know. I just think like
he has a new movie coming out.
I just think like a decent criminal would just smack him.
Yes, right in the face.
Get out of here!
Get out of here, Scientology, you bastard!
Shut up, I'm working.
I tell you what,
we're kind of stuck on that. We can't stop.
Yeah, I'm a big Bond fan. But yeah, Jason Bourne. I thought Jason Bourne was great. I thought that was such a I really enjoyed Jason Bourne movies. I didn't like it when they brought that other guy in, who's like the Arrow guy from Marvel or something like that. They brought him in, and I wasn't happy about it.
I am into like zombie movies. You know who makes the best zombie movies is the like the foreign movies like the Japanese,
oh, yeah,
the Chinese,
yeah,
because their zombies are fast. They don't stagger around. They actually run. They're scary. They're much better than our like.
Did you watch that Last of Us show?
I don't know.
It's recent. It's just. It's a good show. It's like a zombie thing. It's actually a game, a video game. Now, I used to be a gamer when I was younger, but that was like not what these kids have nowadays. Now they have Call of Duty, and I tried Call of Duty, and I liked it. But now it's a little bit more intense, and I can't find the button. I have that little thing in my hand. I'm like, I don't know. Do I hit A, B, C, D, triangle, X? I don't know what I'm hitting. And I always wind up dying, and I never get past the first board. So I have all these games at home, and I'm like, my daughter, she's on it. And she, you know what she plays all the time? Fortnite. That's all these kids do. They want to get on there and play Fortnite. And they do all these dances and stuff. And I don't know. And then she's like, Dad, can you give me money so I can get new skins? I'm like, no.
Evelyn?
Yeah, Evelyn. Yeah,
hey, Evelyn. We just want to throw your name into the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, she did. She said to me, Dad, have you ever mentioned me on the podcast? And I said, as a matter of fact, yes, I have. And she said, can I listen to it? I said, absolutely not. So I'm actually trying to make this one a little bit more PG tonight so my daughter can listen to it.
We've been behaving ourselves.
Yeah, I haven't said one curse.
Even
if I say shit, it's fine.
Even without a moderator tonight.
Yeah, so Blossom can, you know, keep her bell.
Ooh.
Yeah. keep your bell.
You're a big talker when she's not here.
When she's not here. When she comes, I'll just cower down.
Yep. I know you. Well,
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not scared of you. How about the Eagles, by the way, before we get back into these? The Eagles, I'm pretty excited about them.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I think it's fun. Let's not talk about those Phillies, even though they won today. They just get clobbered. They're not hitting the ball. Schwarber hit a home run today off the in the top deck, but, or second deck.
You know, I don't like their coach. I just don't.
Thompson, you don't like him?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't excite me in any way at all. Well, I need a guy who goes out there and like yells and screams, and once in a while gets thrown out of a game.
Like Larry Boa. Yeah. Like that's how Larry Boa was. Now, Thompson gets it, but when he gets mad, he gets mad. He gets out there and he'll start screaming. But he has to do it for the right thing. You know what I mean? Like, okay, so I went to the game and Harper got, and this is why what makes me mad. I got to switch this because this cooler is going off and it's driving me nuts. There we go. Okay, I'll get away from there. Okay.
There's some science going on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just moving this man around. Okay. All right. So we went to the game. Evelyn and I went to the Phillies game against the Braves. I think it was Tuesday. And it was her Christmas gift. And Harper got hit in the first inning on the, like, by his wrist. Like, or his elbow, right by his elbow. And that's the one he surgically had repaired. So we were all, and I put my phone up. I start looking at YouTube. I'm like, oh, my God, he got clobbered. And nothing happened. Like, after that, nothing happened. Now, coming from old school baseball, you know what happens if somebody hit our best player? Your next best player or two players are going to get clobbered. And that's the way it should be. I don't like the fact that these players nowadays do not protect their best player. I really think that they should have retaliated. Maybe not the next inning, but I mean it was 2-0 and they wanted to win the game. But you have to let people know that you're not going to put up with shit. They're going to hit your player. Now Strider hit him on purpose. Now he says he didn't, but he's a liar. He hit him on purpose because he never got close to anybody else the same game. How funny is it that he hit Harper? Okay? He didn't hit anybody else. He hit Harper. He didn't hit Stott. He didn't hit Bohm. He hit Harper. Okay? And if it would have been Schwarber, he would have hit Schwarber.
See, that's why I don't like the DH.
You don't like DH? I do, actually. I do like it because pitchers... Well, that's the thing. So if Strider was up, you could have clobbered him.
Exactly.
I don't know. It gives you another batter up there. Not for the Phillies. The Phillies just suck right now when it comes to hitting.
Yeah.
But I'm not... I don't like modern baseball for that reason. I think that somebody should have just hit somebody in the ribs and broke a rib. That's just the way I am. I'm sorry. But, you know, Utley did it. Utley didn't care. Utley would step into the ball. He didn't care. And everybody knew it, right? And everybody hated he'd do it. When he went to Dodgers, what did he do against the Mets? He took, what's his name, out second base. Took him out. And he hated the Mets. We don't have that anymore. We have guys that play a game. And that's it. And they get paid for it. If they gave a shit about it, they would have hit somebody. Or somebody would have went after Strider. You have to protect your players. I don't care about the game at that point. I care more about letting people know that we're not going to put up with your shit. And that's the way it should be. That's just me.
I'll tell you, when I'm the manager of the Phillies.
Well, you have a contract to sing, so you can't.
Well, yeah. Schwarbaum will never lead off again. I hate that. I hate it.
Yeah.
And they should take Trey Turner because
Turner's batting up like 300 something.
Yeah, but he can't play the field at all. Take him because he can run. Put him in center field because we've had, 72 center fielders so far this year?
Yeah, but they both suck.
That's what I'm saying.
Marsh sucks. Rojas sucks.
Put Trey Turner out there. Put Trey Turner out there. You got a kid you can bring up from AAA who plays shortstop.
Yeah.
There's just so many things.
Well, I think there's a lot going on right now. Like Schwarber has not accepted any contract from the Phillies because this is his last year. JT, I don't even think they're discussing a contract extension with him because he's done this year. Castellanos is next year. I don't think they win the World Series. I said this before. I think the Mets are going to beat us in the East. People are like, oh, no, the Phillies are going to win. No, I think the Mets win only because we are just not as good as them. Our pitching should be better, but where's our pitching right now? Our pitching sucks. We have Taiwan Walker in the bullpen, and he just sucks. He gave up a home run yesterday. I mean, he's a long reliever. In the sixth inning, he gave up a home run. He's a reliever. I think he makes $18 million a year as a reliever, you know? And, yeah, it did hurt that what's-his-name is out, Alvarado, for PEDs.
Yeah.
But I think it was weight medicine or some shit like that.
But you know what? Bring it. They finally brought back Mick Abel.
Yeah, and he got clobbered.
And yeah, okay, but still, he looked really good before that.
Yeah,
you're not going to trade for anybody better than him.
No.
And he's a future guy. He could be there for 5, 6, 8 years.
He gave up 3 home runs. Thank God they were solo home runs. But he gave up 3 home runs in that game yesterday.
You got other guys that are sucking at pitching. Bring up Andrew Painter for
us. Well, Painter's in Lehigh now.
I know.
And I don't think he's ready yet, but I think he might come up next month. Lizardo had a good game today. He struck out 10. So I was happy about that.
I like Lizardo. He'll be fine.
I think Suarez, Ranger, I honestly think that he'd be a good trade, or you put him in the bullpen too. I really am not. Who is it? Well, Nola's hurt. He has something, a fracture or something wrong with his rib. Wheeler just is dealing, as always.
Yeah, he's always good.
So Nola's just not Nola. He got that contract and he's done. So, yay for Nola and bad for the rest of us who like this team.
They got a different guy in left field every night.
Yeah, I do like Kepler. I'm actually a fan of Kepler. He hit a nice dinger yesterday. He needed it. I do like Kepler. I actually really like him as a ball player. Why can't they put him in center field?
They don't commit to him.
Well, put him in center field. He's 10 times better than what they have in there now. I mean, Marsh sucks. He's nothing but AAA. Yeah. That's all he is. He's AAA. Johan, what is his name?
Rojas.
Johan Rojas. Okay, he's good in the field. Sometimes. Most of the time, he's good. About 90% of the time.
He can run.
Yeah, but he can run. You know who he reminds of? Odubel Herrera. Yeah, he can run. Okay, but he couldn't. He was nuts.
Where's Soto? Soto was like the hottest guy on the team, and now you don't see him.
Oh, Sosa. And Mundo Sosa. He's popping up on my Facebook for some reason. I don't know why. But yeah, he started going downhill a little bit. His numbers went down a little bit. So I think when Harper got hurt, they brought up this kid named Otto Kemp. He got his first major league hit. He actually was. I like him too. But you know what? This is what happened when you come up. It's just like Brown. Brown was great for a hot year, and after that, he just sucked. But we'll see what he does. Maybe he'll fix it. Like Stott, where's Stott been? Where's he been? He's down like batting eighth or something like that. So I just don't. This team is just, they're all over the place. Schwarber is just, maybe he'll come out of his funk. I don't know. Everybody cuts their hair saying, "Oh, we're going to come out of our funk because I cut my hair."
See, this is my thing with the coach. Blow your casket. I mean, just go nuts. Tell these guys if you don't get your plank together, you're not going to play. It's that simple. I don't ever see that in him.
Oh, that's like Billy. Was that Billy Bean from that movie Moneyball?
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. When he came in and Jambi was sitting there dancing, like doing some weird seductive dance on top of a table, and Billy Bean saw it, and he said something like, I forget what he said. He said something like, "You guys having fun? Is that fun to you? You having fun? You like losing?" And everybody's like, "No, I don't like losing." But and next thing you know, he takes a trash can or a bat and throws it and smashes something with it. He goes, and it gets quiet. And he goes, "That's the sound of losing." And I mean, maybe that's what they need. Maybe they need something. I don't know who would come in and do that.
I would.
Not Thompson.
I would. I would do that.
Really?
I would. Light a fire on their asses.
You think they need that?
I do.
Okay.
Well, it's just me. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Here you go.
This is a meal. A first of its kind.
Hey, I'm not going to give anybody free stuff. I think this is Panera.
Are you working? kind of work do you do?
What's this? Oh, here you go. This is the scene I was talking about. This is what the Phillies need. You're right. I agree with you 100%. Here's Giambi. He's dancing. And he hears it, and he's mad. Here comes Billy Bean. You know, Billy Bean. Brad Pitt. Oh, yeah. Good Giambi. Yeah, he gets a bat. Oh, shit. Here comes Thompson.
Get out.
Get out.
Get out. Here comes Dombrowski.
It's losing fun? Is losing fun?
No.
What are you having fun for?
Throws the bat, and that's what losing sounds like.
I want to do that at work sometime.
Finger up.
That's what losing sounds like.
I love that scene. That's such a good scene. Just because that's what the Phillies should do right now. I mean, they're like, oh, we're gonna follow the Eagles. We're gonna follow the Eagles and do what they did. No, you're not. Not when you have all dinosaurs. They're all dinosaurs. They are. Schwarber, what's he doing? Harper, he's hurt again. Stott, you know, what's Stott doing? Stott's young. He's having families, having a baby. Every time you have a baby, you don't do well that year. It's true. It's my theory, and it works. Turner is the only one who's actually doing something. He's batting over 300. Castellanos did hit a triple today off the top of the wall. One more inch, and it was over.
Yeah, that means he'll disappear for the next 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, because he'll start swinging low and outside. He's been getting better at it, but I don't understand why Dombrowski is still on. Okay, I know we're getting off on tangent, and I don't care. I'm going to get off on it. The thing I have a problem with is Dombrowski is not being held accountable because he's had two recent years where he knew he needed a center fielder. And if you have an open checkbook from Middleton because he wants to win his effing trophy back, why didn't he go out and get a better center fielder? Go get somebody. Go get somebody. You want to win this year? You got to go get. You have to have full nine out there. You have to have a full nine. You can't just say, well, Rojas is good, but his bat's not that good, so... it's okay. We have eight other good batters. Where are the other good batters?
We'll just change our center fielders every other game.
Just get rid of the... Move Kepler. But you know when shit started happening to me? When they got rid of McCutcheon. Why did you get rid of McCutcheon? McCutcheon would have been cheaper than everybody else. You know McCutcheon today, you know what he did?
His 241st home run as a Pittsburgh Pirate.
And what happened? He is now the leading Pittsburgh Pirate of all time with home runs. He beat Clemente. Why would you get rid of him and not sign him? He was perfect. He had an alter ego, Larry. Do you remember that? I don't, yeah. But why wouldn't you just keep him? He was perfect. He gets on the base. He just killed them again in that series against Phillies.
Yep.
So I don't care what Dombrowski has done. He's been about Detroit. He was at Boston. Come on, man. You know what I mean? This guy, yeah, great. Maybe he's getting used to these players. You don't be friends with the players. It's your job. Look at Roseman. Howie Roseman is not your friend.
That's the thing. Dombrowski looks so bad because Howie Roseman is so good.
He's a king of it. He knows what he's doing. God. He fleeces teams. He does. And the problem I have with Dombrowski is he's not doing anything. And if I was Middleton, I'd be like, you know what? Knock on his door. You need to wake up and do something. I need a center fielder. You know, and then we're bringing these kids up now. Kids are not going to win a World Series. They're not going to. You want to win a World Series this year? You have to go get them. There are tons of pitchers right now are being released. I guarantee a half of them are better than what we have.
You know what? There's a lot of teams right now that are just kind of like sitting around.
Sorry.
Not really doing anything, but they're collecting big old paychecks.
Yeah.
Like okay, the Dallas Cowboys, I hate them.
Of course.
But they haven't signed a big-name free agent in forever. Why? Because they make a lot of money regardless.
Right.
And I just hope the Phillies aren't turning into that.
Well, they're like number three market or some shit like that. Yankees, Phillies, what is it? Yankees, Phillies, New York, Mets are up there.
Dodgers
are up there. They're top teams. They are playing like the Pittsburgh Pirates in September. That's what they're playing like right now. You need to do something. People are like, you're hitting the panic button? Yeah, I'm hitting the panic button because Dombrowski should not be on this. He should not be in charge of this team if this is what he feels is good out there. He has no plan. When Alvarado was for PEDs, he had no plan. It's his job to get good players on there. Roseman does this. Roseman gets players on this team. Roseman has backups that are sometimes better than some of the starters in other positions.
All right, now you got me. Now you got me on the Phillies, and you got me pissed.
Yeah, I know. I know. Drink your drink. Drink your beer. It's just I don't. I'm sorry. I just don't. I get on this. I just don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair to the fans. They want to see the Phillies. We haven't won a World Series since 08. The Eagles, look at the Eagles. 2017. Right? Last year. And I guarantee, okay, I said it's going to be Bills and Eagles in the Super Bowl this year. They're predicting it to be the following year.
They play each other this
year. They do. And I think, we talked about it last time. I think I'm gone. I think Peyton and her husband and Rachel and her husband. Oh, and that's another thing. Rachel, who works here, they just lost. But they went all the way. Yeah, they lost. But it went all the way to like the final quarter, and it was tied going into the final quarter, and they got booted. But
it's lacrosse, right?
Yeah, it's lacrosse. And she's YMCA coach for lacrosse. And I think it's the first time YMCA has ever gone that far. So shout out to Rachel, Crystal, and congratulations to her. So how far she went, we're very proud of her. And we're going to have a party for her when she comes back.
All right.
Anyway, so getting back to the Phillies a little bit. I think they have Toronto coming in. Yeah, they have Toronto coming in. They're off tomorrow, and Toronto's coming in. So we'll see how good they are. That Hoffman went to Toronto, and then we got that Romano guy or whatever his name is here.
Yeah.
So
awful.
I mean, he's had a couple as our closer. He did okay, but in tight spots, I don't think he's going to do well. And I see I'm on the Phillies big time right now because they're letting us down. They're letting the city down. I don't care what jersey you wear. I don't care if you're wearing the cream color day. I don't care if you wear baby blues on Thursdays. I don't care. Put a better team out there. And it's the same thing every year. For how many years now, they stop hitting the ball.
You should take a shot because you're a little...
I know. I get so mad.
Your face is getting red.
Is it red? Let me check my blood pressure.
It is.
Oh, it's high. But it really makes me angry that... This city has a chance to become city of winners besides the Flyers and Sixers. But our winter teams, our summer teams, one summer team and the winter, I want them to when one closes, the other one opens. You know what I mean? But no, they're not doing that. And they're not going to do it. And to lose to the stinking Mets, we're 5 games back of the Mets right now. And I hate the stinking Mets. I hate their fans. I just hate the Mets. They are the worst. They're all just, oh my God, I hate them. I don't hate the Yankees as much as I hate the Mets. The Mets and the Dodgers. I'm starting to hate the Dodgers. The Mets and Cowboys are the same to me.
Ooh.
That's important. Yeah, that's, ooh. I think I'm sweating. I'm so upset right now. I'm so mad. It just makes me angry that these Phillies have a chance. And their payroll's so huge. Sit them down, throw a bat, do something. Have somebody choke on some of that food that they eat. Put some excitement in there. Take away, you know, be like that Major League. You know, when she was like taking away everything and had them go on buses. Maybe they should put them on a bus to Detroit or something like a breaking down bus. Jolly Fats Weehawken to Detroit. It's diesel with black smoke coming out. These prima donnas need to get their crap together and start playing ball like the old days. That's it. All started when they did not defend Harper. To me, I think we're soft. I'm done. I think they're terrible. I think the players are just, they don't care. I'm getting my paycheck. Yeah, well, us paying to go see you, maybe you should put a little bit more effort into it. Okay. Sorry, I went on a rant. Okay. We're done. Okay, can we have some more fun real quick before we have to close?
What else is up?
Let's see. Well, I think maybe they'll hear this. I doubt it. Well, maybe one of the...
Oh, my phone is going off.
Oh.
Dombrowski?
Tell him to shut up. But I mean, I am friends with some of them. I don't usually rant about the Phillies. He doesn't work for the Phillies anymore, so I will go off on him now because I don't want him to hear what I said, you know, anything from before. But now I don't care because he doesn't work for him anymore. Did you know in North Dakota is it illegal to keep an elk in a sandbox in your backyard?
Yeah, but I did it for like 3 years when I lived there.
It is legal to shoot a Native American... Oh, boy. It is legal to shoot a Native American, I'm not promoting this, on horseback as long as you are in a covered wagon.
Now, would I be on
horseback? But you can't shoot a whale. I bet you can't shoot a whale.
Horseback, or would the Native American be on horseback?
It is legal to shoot a Native American on horseback.
So if he's on
horseback... He's on horseback, but you have to be in a covered wagon.
Oh, okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Okay. So you're okay. You're safe in the covered wagon.
Yeah, that's the only way I would do it.
But what did that Native American do to you? Oh, in North Dakota, it is prohibited for bars and restaurants to serve both beer and pretzels at the same time.
Did you know that in Alaska, you are not allowed to take a flamingo into a barbershop.
A what?
A flamingo.
A flamingo. Into a barbershop? Where?
You can't take one in Alaska. Like who just walks around with a flamingo?
Well, in Alaska? I mean, I don't think they have flamingos in Alaska, do they?
You wouldn't think so.
Apparently, they do. Okay.
One of my favorites is Minnesota. You are not allowed to cross state lines with a duck on top of your head. It's a law.
You can't. You're laughing at it. I can't have a duck.
It's a law.
You think they're probably listening to me now? We're probably on the wanted list.
Now you want to go try it.
Well... It's so stupid. We're breaking the law today. I'm going to spit on the sidewalk in Minnesota. I'm going to wear a duck crossing the line. God forbid I shoot somebody with a covered wagon.
Oh, you know what did go into place this week?
Right.
As of this week in Pennsylvania, you are not allowed to be touching your phone while you're driving.
Oh, so this is a public announcement.
It's a new one. It just started, I believe, this week.
Oh.
And you know what? You know what? I saw no changes at all on my way to work this week. Plenty of people with their heads down their phones driving.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Well, what are you going to do? You like Don Henley? You remember Don Henley and the Eagles?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear the song Sunset Grill?
Mm-hmm.
Let's play that on the way out.
All right.
I think it'd be a hoot.
All right. Tonight was just a whole lot of bitching.
It was, and that's what you said you wanted to do, bitching. But I kind of took over the bitching, and I'm sorry.
Well, you.
I just got
Phillies rant, man.
Oof. It really upset me. So, I was gonna play on the way out. I was gonna play "Boys of Summer" by Don Henley, but I'm like, I'm not gonna. No.
Oh, you won't sleep tonight.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna be so mad. I gotta take a melatonin, Advil PM or whatever they call it to get knocked out.
You got some PMS going on.
I know, right?
Jeez.
All right. Well, thank you. Great time. we could be like, hey, guys, this is Don Henley Sunset Grill coming to you live at ATLER Muhlenberg.
Dignity.